Bonus Episode 5. Find Your Medium. This is a short episode of the subsection Find Your Medium. From Chapter 18, Find Your Voice, in Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. It offers a little more breathing space for you to do your own thinking, and concludes with the 5 prompts as an aid memoir. Find your medium. The amazing thing about human beings is that we're so different. How we express ourselves, how we are present, and how we inspire and influence others takes many forms. My words might be your pictures or actions. Finding what fits us best is part of finding our voice and building a platform to use it. And it may not be what first comes to mind. We may have been raised to value some forms of expression more highly than others. There are all sorts of layers in here, from gender and age to ethnicity and geography. The important thing is that we take time to peel off the layers that may be obscuring what our true voice sounds or looks like. Otherwise, our voice may be lacking in resonance and clarity, and we won't be fulfilled in using it. 1. What clues are evident in your story? Are there patterns in your story that suggest how you might best express yourself, that suggest a good fit? For example, given their story in Chapter 3, it's not at all surprising that David and Claire Hyatt are now involved with Makers and Mavericks. If you want to pursue this further, check out Bonus 1, Find Your Story. 2. Where is your home territory? The particular expressions of quiet disruption that we covered earlier in this book are curiosity, creativity, and courageous connection. It's highly likely that you found yourself naturally drawn towards one or more of these rather than equally to all 3. What's that telling you about your natural space for disruption and the medium that might work best there? 3. Where do you already have trust and attention? What are some of the ways in which you are currently using your voice, even in small measure? Is there any evidence that you're already being heard? Where is your reputation? And are others trusting what they hear, even if it unsettles them? Good. Pay attention. 4. What season of work and life are you in right now? This is a difficult but important question to ask. We need to walk in reality, infused with conviction and ambition. This isn't a race, nor is it a test. We need to be wise and recognize the seasons we are in. This will help shape what medium we develop. 5. Are there forms of expression that you have a secret desire to try out? Yes. Do permit yourself to explore, to bring ways of expressing yourself out of the closet and try them on for size. They may be dusty or underdeveloped and require care and attention, but nobody is stopping you, and the likelihood is that even if this is not your significant public medium, it's useful to you as a means of exploring what you want to say and the change you're seeking to make. Ultimately, you need to experiment. Try things out and see how they land. Talk with people who know you and believe in you. Listen to what they have to say. Finding our voice is not a one-off activity. It takes time to grow and mature. It also takes courage to step out and push the boundaries, to choose not to settle and risk feeling uncomfortable and even to fail, to become the change that we want to see. Prompts for Find Your Medium. What clues are evident in your story? Where is your home territory? Where do you already have trust and attention? What season of work and life are you in right now? Are there forms of expression you have a secret desire to try out? I hope these prompts are helpful for you in developing your voice as a quiet disruptor and finding the best medium for your expression. Go well.